Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Welcome to the Service Dog Show. I'm your host, Joaquin Watai, also known as PTS Dog.
And I'm your host, Scav.
I want to let the audience know, you know, Scav and I, we've worked together. We share information back and forth.
I run Scout as my service dog. He's a hearing dog, PTSD dog.
We're here to bring you news, interviews, and information about service dogs and about matters that are of interest to the service dog community.
Thank you for joining us on the Service Dog Show on DV Radio, WDVR.
And good evening and welcome to the Service Dog Show. I'm your host, Joaquin Watai, also known as PTS Dog.
And I'm your host, Scav.
Tonight we have a special treat. A friend of Scav's, Rhonda Andrews, who is the owner of BB Bites. Rhonda makes healthy, safe pet treats. Rhonda, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, before we start talking about the product, let's talk about why you decided to make pet treats.
BB Bites are specifically dog treats. My story is probably like a million other people's. My dog died. BB died. It's been almost a year now. And about 90% of what was wrong with her through her life and when she passed was pretty much after I started researching all related to food.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make a product that went, it was anti-inflammatory. They had no preservatives in it. It was all natural human grade ingredients. Mm-hmm. And I think I succeeded in that.
Okay. Okay. Well, first of all, very sorry for your loss. It's never easy to lose a pet. So you said her health problems were food related. Can you expand on that a little? I mean, I don't think it's something that unless somebody's dealing with a lot of health problems with their dog that they learn a lot about.
Okay. A lot of itchy skin, constant ear infections, mm-hmm. Arthritis can all be related to food. Mm-hmm. When she was 4 years old, we had to take her and have part of her liver removed. They said it was from, oddly enough, from a poison.
Uh-huh.
Now we could never find anything in our house, and we thought, well, maybe somebody threw something over our fence. The more I researched, the more I found that nobody out there really cares, basically, by and large, in mass-produced foods, about what's in them, that a lot of stuff causes liver damage that never gets recalled, and a lot of it doesn't get recalled until it's way too late, and some of it just never does. So the question in my mind, you know, years down the road was, wow, I wonder if that's something that I should have either A, looked for a recall, or B, just should have been recalled and never got reported, because I certainly never reported it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until after the surgery and after the test results came back a month later that we even found out that's what it was.
Wow, that's kind of scary. And that, you know, depending on where you get treats, and correct me if I'm wrong, but depending on where you buy your treats, if they're imported, a lot of countries don't have a lot of regulation in regards to what's in your dog's treats or their food.
No, they don't. And to be quite honest with you, after having had mine registered with the Department of Agriculture in the states of West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, and having them sent to the state lab in Ohio to have them analyzed, mm-hmm. and going through the whole process, basically, I could have put darn near anything in these treats, including cardboard or some mild form of poison, mm-hmm. Carcinogens. And as long as I had the crude analysis and the actual ingredients, I could have put it in those treats and still gone ahead and sold it. There are some treats on the market that are widely popular that still use BHA as a preservative, and it is a known carcinogen to canines. And until you go and look for that, you don't know that it's what that is. It just says that it's a preservative. You assume that if it's in your dog's treat, that it's safe because it's massively sold, massively produced. Mm-hmm. But when you go research it and you find out that it's a known carcinogen to canines, it says if used in small doses. But it also doesn't tell you on the packaging what is considered a small dose to your dog, because Peter's not the same size as, you know, my dog.
Right.
Peter's what, 70 to 100 pounds, somewhere in there?
He's 100 pounds, yeah.
Okay. My little Luna's 40. So, you know, right now, you know, what's safe? You know,
right.
It doesn't tell you the differential between the two.
All right, so looking at your package there, Rhonda, just on this Luna chips, you got crude protein 16.41%, crude fat 39.94%, crude fiber 4.37%, and moisture 8.63%. I pretty much know what that is, but what you're saying is we could put down antifreeze 7.whatever%, and according to those guys, you're legal as long as it doesn't kill a big dog.
Exactly. And actually what it really needed to be is in the ingredients. If I put up the chemical makeup, which might be five things that you don't even realize, until you look them up what they actually are.
But we don't have to name it antifreeze. We can give it the chemical name or the Latin name of whatever antifreeze is.
Absolutely.
I'll be goddamn.
And that's even here in the U.S. Yeah, so that's not just things coming from other countries.
Right.
I mean, we all know that other countries don't, you know, I know a lot of people don't like to buy dog food shipped in from China.
Yeah. Well, and that's,
they typically look for American made.
And that's just it. Is, you know, large chains, and I'm not going to name any chains, but a lot of large chains sell dog treats that are imported.
Right.
And I'm not going to name the chain, but I will say that they've found a lot of harmful chemicals in rawhide treats from China that were used to process the hide into rawhide. And they found that they found some extremely poisonous stuff. So BB Bites are American made with non-harmful ingredients. I did notice that one of the ingredients is salt. Now, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, you're the one who makes dog treats, but I was under the impression that although dogs need some salt in their diet, you have to be very careful about the amount of salt they get.
And it's just in a large batch, it is literally just a pinch.
Okay.
Yeah. Kish.
Yeah. It is literally just a pinch in what makes up a little over a 2 pound batch.
Okay. So why the salt though? Does it help the dough to, cause you basically are making a dough, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So does that help the dough congeal, or is it just a taste thing? Why salt?
It's just for taste.
Okay. That's fair. I'm just curious. I don't know. I don't make dog treats. So,
right.
You know, yeah, you know, it's just for taste. You know, salt brings out added flavors and other things.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, no, you know, my idea of dog treats is all the trimmings off the deer while I'm grinding it up into
that's
burger.
That's pretty much for us too, you know.
Yeah,
you know, deer fat, deer trimmings, a bone here or there.
Yeah.
But just for the listeners, I'm holding this bag of Luna chips, the ingredient list. Apples, eggs, coconut flour, coconut oil, peanuts, pumpkin, cinnamon, and pink salt. That's the ingredient list in these treats.
So let me ask you about.
I don't see anything here that I can't understand or figure out on my own.
Right, there's no real weird Latin words or anything.
Right.
So with cinnamon, is it the same? Is it just a very small amount? Because, and this might be an old wives' tale. Again, I don't necessarily study canine nutrition, but I thought cinnamon could have adverse effects for dogs.
I haven't found any dogs that have had any adverse effects to cinnamon. The cinnamon is just a pinch.
Uh-huh.
It's a very small amount just to add a little flavor. Okay. And in the actual BB Bites, there is there's some cinnamon and some ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only come across one dog that, and they didn't purchase the product when I said to them, this is the flavor profile. And I said that there's cinnamon and ginger. She said, oh, one time a long time ago, my dog got a hold of some ginger. And anyway,
mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and I think it's important to realize too, is, I mean, it's the same thing with chocolate. Yes, chocolate is poisonous to dogs if the dog eats a pound and a half of dark chocolate. But,
exactly.
You know, three chocolate chips you dropped while you were making cookies is not going to make your dog sick. And yeah. I personally knew a poodle who ate, you remember back in the 80s, they made those giant bars, those giant Hershey chocolate bars that weighed like sure 2 pounds.
Oh yeah.
This poodle ate an entire giant Hershey's chocolate bar. And she was sick. She puked and pooped for 3 days, but it didn't kill her. So, you know, I think maybe what I'm getting at is, yeah, you hear the myths or the wise tales are all cinnamon's dangerous, ginger's dangerous, but think about volume.
Right.
Anything can make you sick if you eat too much of it. And it's the same for dogs.
Our little Baxter ate a whole bag of Hershey Kisses, foil wrappers and all.
Oh, man. Oh.
And you've seen how big he is, and some bitch is still haunting me. I mean.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's all in how much, you know, the type of dog and whatnot.
I think it's important to note, too, that we can eat BB Bites. These
yeah.
are human quality.
I have, because there's been many a dog treats I taste, not that I'm being disgusting, but I want to know what my dog's eating. And yeah. these are probably the only dog treats that I didn't go and spit out right away.
Yeah. There's a company fairly local to me that I stumbled across at a booth at a fair this summer, and their primary ingredient is peanuts. I can't remember. It was a wheat flour, but it was like coarse ground bulgur wheat or something, but it was more peanut than anything. And same kind of situation is I could eat their treats. They weren't fabulous tasting.
These almost taste like a bland Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, wow. Not to slam the Girl Scout cookies in any way, shape, or form. No,
but that's what it would remind you of if you took a bite.
Well, I haven't yet, but I will. But yeah. So, Rhonda, sorry, we get, like I said, this is the way we do the show. This is a conversation. We're just going to sit here and yak. So please jump in and you know, and I mean, you're somebody who's done some research and done the digging and looked into dog food and ingredients and things. So I think it's great to have you here and to talk about treats and snacks. So I want to talk to you. Well, first of all, now that we've got that out of the way of why you started to make them and a little bit about the ingredients, tell us about BB Bites. You've got the BB Bites and the Luna Chips. So what are they and what's the difference?
The BB Bites are a peanut butter and pumpkin with a cinnaginger flavor profile. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Luna Chips, which are a fresh crushed red apple with peanut butter and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
They're both of them are pretty much across the board fairly similar, except for the sugar content in the Luna Chips is going to be just a smidge higher than the BB Bites because of the fresh crushed red apple.
Right.
It's all natural.
By the way, Skeeter loves apples, so the Luna Chips were his favorite.
Yeah, Scout's the same way, because when we dehydrate apples and we go through all that apple processing, he's the one that's picking them up off the floor.
Yeah.
So.
I do a lot of selling at the farmer's market locally. There's two different that I belong to. And so as you stand there and you talk to people about their dogs, I've also found that, and this was part of when I did this, when I started making them, I took it into consideration, though. A lot of people have problems with pancreatitis in tiny breeds and diabetes. And nothing in the BB Bites or the Luna Chips is inflammatory to either one of those conditions. Mm-hmm. Because they're made from the coconut flour, there's no sugar of any kind, processed sugar of any kind. There's no sneaky hidden sugars. Even in the Luna chips, once I crush the apples, I actually get rid of the majority of the juice
mm-hmm.
and just use the flesh of the apple that's left and the pulp to make the cookies. It's not that way the sugar concentration is a lot lower.
Right, right. So even the natural occurring sugars are less because the juice is discarded.
Yes.
Okay. Is that a byproduct? Are you, you know, jarring up apple juice and giving it to your family? Or, yep, you've got to have a lot of spare apple juice around.
No, I just get rid of it.
Okay. I was going to say, I love apple juice. I'll drink apple juice all day.
Let me send it to you because I have a lot of it.
I don't know about that, but now you, like you said, you sent it to test. You sent BB Bites to be tested in labs in Ohio, West Virginia, and was it Pennsylvania?
I'm only tested in the Ohio State Lab. The West Virginia and Pennsylvania take the results from Ohio.
Okay, so they accepted those results. So,
yeah. So
you're distributing only in those three states currently?
Yes.
Okay. But and what I'm getting at is, you know, say I'm listening to this show and I live in Oregon. Can I buy BB Bites without getting you in trouble? And how can I buy BB Bites?
Well,
now we got you on the spot.
That's one of those questions I've had a hard time with. So basically, any place that I sell them to, they want me to be registered with the Department of Agriculture in that state.
Uh-huh.
Before I ship them. But in all honesty, I still haven't figured out why, if the sale takes place in Ohio and that's where the bank's located, why that's not the point of sale.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah.
The internet kind of makes things challenging that way, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know.
And every Department of Agriculture in every state has a little bit of a different requirement.
Right. They all have different rules and yeah.
Oh yeah, they all have different rules. Each one of them has different container sizes, how you're allowed to make the label, how much they want to charge you for, is it in bulk, is it per recipe, is it per recipe and amount?
Wow.
Yeah. Like in the state of West Virginia, if I sold this in different packaging sizes than I do, say I wanted to sell it in 2 pound bags,
mm-hmm.
then I have to have another separate registration for the 2 pound bag.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoever thought it would be so challenging to sell dog treats?
I don't know. For an industry that by and large doesn't care, what people put in dog treats and sell, they sure care a lot about packaging.
That's really interesting. I'm wondering, I hope maybe somebody listens to the show who has some answers or has, you know, who's done something like this and can help, you know, make suggestions about how to distribute it better, you know, aside from being a major corporation, how do you get clearance to package and sell dog food in each of the 50 states? That's a really good question.
Thinking the same thing because, you know, besides having like Purina
mm-hmm.
labeled across your packaging.
Right, yeah.
And having the ability to mass produce 50 or 60 different sizes of dog treats or dog food, how do they pull it off?
Well, I mean, you said it, Purina. I mean, it's
right.
A large brand, major corporation with lots of money, and they can hire some poor schlub in each state to take the product and, you know, put right. it in the right package and blah, 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 you know.
No.
I mean, that's just challenging.
Just California alone is going to be a challenge for an individual.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine California, then New Jersey, and then everything in between. I mean, just those two states is going to drive you mad in packaging.
Yeah.
Sizes, the state laws.
Yeah.
And then you got to fill in the other, you know. Oh, my.
So, Rhonda, okay, so you decided to make these treats, and then you figured out you had to you have to jump through all these hoops. Tell us about the process. I mean, this is interesting in that, yeah, it's great. It's good treats for dogs and it's safe to feed them, but it's interesting because you had this idea and then you made it a business. So
yeah,
how did you get there? Cause holy cow, I never even thought about that the Department of Agriculture would want you to package it a certain way.
And the thing about it is I live in a tri-state area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm right in super close to Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. So I figured this out that, okay, I can't just make treats and sell them because
uh-huh.
I can't do that as a business because that's not legal. So then I realized, well, okay, it's the Department of Agriculture that you have to go through because you're licensing for feed. So you go to check on a feed license and you find out that it's all very vague until you get down to the packaging.
Doesn't that seem ass backwards? You'd think it'd be specific about ingredients, not packaging.
The packaging just has to go to one lab. The only thing that varies between those three states on what needs to be on the labels is one state says that it actually has to say for dogs. And then another state says that it has to have calories on it, where the other two doesn't.
Oh, okay.
The other two don't.
And I'm I keep the dog treats out of reach on the counter. So I do have Rhonda sent me some packages of BB Bites and Luna Chips to test on my dogs. I want to be very honest about this. This was given to me, so I'm not getting paid to promote these treats or anything. But so I don't have the labels in front of me. But I think I remember that you put the same label, it has the calories and everything on all the packaging wherever you send it, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. I just wanted to make sure because it's easier and cheaper to put everything, the most restrictive requirements on one, on all the packages rather than in different labels for different states.
Right.
Okay.
Which is why I sent you also the little tiny trainers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in the tiny trainers, everybody kept saying, well, we want a different treat and we want a smaller treat.
Uh-huh.
And I went to some dog shows and I sold it to some AKC dog shows. And I was watching these people with the dogs as mm-hmm. they go through the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like you had said before, about how if you want to carry treats, you want to carry jerky or anything small, most of the time they're greasy. Most people either have some kind of meat or some kind of cheese.
Yeah.
So I made the tiny treats.
Mm-hmm.
But in the packaging, the exact same consistency of the BB Bites is the same from the cookie size to the training treat size. So the packaging. So the packaging can stay consistent.
Yeah. Well, and I will say now I love the little package because the smaller training treats came in a little plasticized paper Ziploc bag and you tear the top off when it's sealed and you tear the top off and then you can zip and unzip it. And it's absolutely the perfect size to stick in your pocket. So I thought that was really cool because it already comes in a package the size I can slip in my pocket and nobody knows I'm carrying around dog treats. And it's not greasy, so if it did break open, my pocket's still dry. I just got powder in there.
And that's pretty cool, man, because, with the treat bags or a dump pouch, I use a dump pouch for Scout when coming up, but mm-hmm. there's things hanging off your hip all the time. They get in the way wherever you're going.
And you drop them and you lose them and you tear them.
Or you get caught in the rain and if they're fully loaded,
the
treats go to waste.
Commendation to you on the packaging for the little treats. That's perfect. Like I saw that. I was like, why don't more people do this? Why don't more companies do this? It's perfect.
Yeah. You buy 5 or 10 of those, man. You're set for a few weeks.
Oh, easy. Yeah. Yeah. Especially Skeeter's been working for, 7 years now. So treats are a treat when we're out, it's not right. Like always carrying treats. It's like, hey, I'm not feeling real hot today. I need to make sure he's really focused. So, you know, I'll slip him treats just, you know, just as an extra reminder, motivation. Hey, you know, I'm working. And right. So that's, I think the portability of it is awesome. I just wanted to tell you that because I was like, nobody, I don't think I've ever seen dog treats packaged that way and in such a way that it's perfect, that it goes in your pocket and you're ready to go. You always, I mean, I can't tell you how many greasy, empty Ziploc bags are stuffed in the little pocket in the door of my truck because I reach in to get my kid, and there's the empty Ziploc that I had treats in, and it's gross, and I'm like, ah, you know, and it's nothing. It's just when you're using those kind of jerky like treats, it's just what you deal with.
Or the liver that stinks after a while.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, yeah. Don't get me started. We're going to take a quick break. Once again, you're listening to the Service Dog Show here on DV Radio, WDVR. We're talking with Rhonda Andrews, the creator of BB Bites. We'll be right back after this.
DV Radio.
Shortly after 9/11, Homes for Heroes was established as a way to say thank you to our nation's heroes. By working with a Homes for Heroes affiliate, firefighters, law enforcement, healthcare workers, EMS, military, and teachers save significant money when buying, selling, or refinancing their home. Buy a home and receive a check in the mail from Homes for Heroes. Sell a home and receive reduced real estate service fees at closing. Refinance your home and receive reduced lending fees. Every time a hero uses Homes for Heroes, they also help others. A portion from each transaction is donated to the Homes for Heroes Foundation that provides assistance to those heroes in need. Although the program is available throughout the nation, it is not available in all areas. For more information, contact Liz with ERA Key Realty Services at buyyourhomewithliz.com/heroes. You can also call Liz at 508-658-0153. Head to buyyourhomewithliz.com/heroes. You can also call Liz at 508-658-0153. Go to buyyourhomewithliz.com/heroes for more information.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DV Radio now. That's patreon.com/DV Radio.
DV Radio.
You're listening to Barrett's Talk on DVRadio.net.
Welcome back to the Service Dog Show. During the break, we were chatting, and I, you know, earlier, as I said earlier in the show, I didn't have the packages of treats right in front of me because I keep them on the counter out of reach of little noses. Well, a little nose and a big nose. So I brought them over so I could look at the ingredients and look at the packages again. And again, Rhonda, I really, really have to commend you on this. I don't know where you found the envelope for the training treats, but I absolutely love this package. Like, this is, after I feed all the Luna chips to the dogs, I'm going to reuse it because this is awesome. This is like the perfect little size Ziploc. So I bring them back over, the treats, and I've course, I wanted to. We were talking about that they are human safe, so I tasted the Luna chips and I tasted the BB Bites, and they're not bad.
No, they don't suck.
But my other thought was consistency, because they're dry. When you pick it up, when you pick one of these treats up, it's very dry and it's hard. And when I gave them to the dogs, they didn't crunch. So the reason why I tasted them was to understand the consistency. And Rhonda, I want you to talk to us about, tell us about the consistency, because it's, I don't think it's that I've ever fed a dog treat that's a consistency that's similar.
Okay. So they are dry. They are a dry treat. They are dehydrated after they're baked, so that they're at the low moisture content, to that not having preservatives in them, they stay for a long time. You don't have to worry about putting them in the refrigerator. I have my 7 month test run going on. The only thing that's ever happened in the 7 months is it loses a little color. It loses a little taste. And that's pretty much only thing that's happened. The coconut flour that they're made out of gives it a texture that once you put it in your mouth or the dog's mouth, it easily breaks down. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of people who have older dogs who are losing teeth, mm-hmm. Say to me, wow, we just love this treat because my dog doesn't have any problems chewing it.
Right. Yeah. So they're not crunching it. I mean, it feels like it should be crunchy.
Right.
And they break like they should be maybe a little harder in your mouth, but they're not.
Well, and that's, you know, I was telling you I had found a peanut-based treat last year. Those were extremely crunchy. Like when I, Skeeter liked them, but when I gave him one, it was and I did try one, and it was the same for me. They're very, very crunchy, which I think what's cool about this, especially if, like you said, you were at some dog shows, this is actually the perfect consistency. Not a lot of people know that, but a lot of those show dogs, as they're going around the ring, you see the trainer or the handler put their hand in their pocket and reach to the dog, and what they're doing is treating the dog, rewarding the dog for doing what their dog's supposed to do in the ring. And in most of those dog shows, they're, you know, very fancily dressed. They're wearing nice slacks or a nice dress or skirt, and those greasy dog treats could cost you a lot of money in dry cleaning. So you want something dry, but you don't want something that the dog is going to be crunching, because that's distracting from the, you know, that's bad etiquette in the ring to have the dog sitting there going, kow, 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 kow. Yeah, these are perfect because they don't just dissolve into mush, but you don't have to crunch them. They just kind of, there's no way to describe it. They just
no.
They're perfect.
When you look at them, they almost look like a milk bone or like they would crunch like Cheez-It or one of those dog, what are they, snaps?
Yeah, yeah.
But when you actually bite it or break it with your fingers even, they're soft. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I mean,
but it doesn't
crumble. Look at them, they feel like they'd be hard as a brick.
Yeah, they do look that way. Like I was looking at them when I picked them up and opened the package. I'm like, oh, cool, BB Bites. And I'm looking at them going, man, these look like they're really hard. But they're not.
No.
Good job, Rhonda. That's cool. Like, this is like the perfect treat consistency.
And here's the...
Well, thank you.
I had to say it needs to be this consistency because this is what the dog needs, this is the perfect treat consistency.
I told you she was my crack dealer, and now you know.
This is, like, Freya is under my elbow right now trying to convince me to give her some more. This is crack.
Yes.
Doggy crack.
All you got to do is pick up a bag, and I had three dogs run at me right now, and all I wanted to do was look at an ingredient. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But like, this is dog crack right here. They're both on Skeeter's, like, Skeeter, I said no more, and Skeeter understands no more, you know, and he knows after 9 years, if I say you're done, I'm done. Yeah, Freya, however, she's only 2 years old.
And she's looking like, are you sure?
Yeah, she's over here nudging me with her nose like, Dad, give me some more. Give me some more. This is a cool thing. These are great.
The really cool thing with these, though, man, is, you know, I got a 10-year-old dog. Her teeth, not so good anymore. And she's old and she's hurting pretty good. But then I got, you know, Baxter. How old's Baxter? Back 2, if that. He's hyper and he's in the prime of his life. I mean, he's just a psychotic dog. Mm-hmm. And they both love him just as much.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my old dog, I treat her with CBD oil, and these things absorb it like a sponge. Mm-hmm. You know, the other dog treats, not so much. It just makes a big mess. You know, you can't put CBD or oil or fish oil on the old dog's dog food. She won't eat it. But yeah. This sucks it right up. You toss it to her, and she's like, "Oh shit, it's a BB bite. I'm eating that thing."
Yeah. Well, and like milk bones are. If you feed your dog milk bones, if that's what you can afford, great.
Right.
But they're not the healthiest treats.
No.
And they've had some recalls, and there have been some issues with milk bones.
Well, the reason.
And milk bones won't soak up anything. Those are hard as a rock.
I'm going to be a straight shooter with you. The biggest reason I wanted Rhonda to come on here is because I see people on our page all the time talking about, you know, feeding their dogs raw and feeding their dogs natural. And I know what I put into my body. I grow a lot of my food. I hunt a lot of my own meat. We do the same for our dogs.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want somebody like Rhonda to come on and demonstrate what she's got for our animals?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell, she sent some down to Flirty. You know, if Flirty's a horse and she's eating these things.
Well, I mean, there's nothing in it that a horse can't eat. It's, you
right.
know.
We can eat these things.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I'm looking at the ingredients right now. I brought them over here so I could read the ingredients. You know, the original BB Bites flavor, pumpkin, eggs, coconut flour, coconut oil, peanuts, cinnamon, ginger, and pink salt. And they're not salty. I get it. The salt is just, you can taste the flavor, but there's no, like, it's not like, well, I'm dry now or anything.
Right.
Chips are, you know, same, simple. Apples, eggs, coconut flour, coconut oil, peanuts, pumpkin, cinnamon, and pink salt. So something funny on here, I get that, okay, so the crude protein is like from the peanuts, eggs, coconut has a little protein in it, crude fat, coconut, peanuts, again, the eggs, crude fiber, pumpkin primarily, moisture, is that from the coconut oil? And the apple, is that where that's coming from?
It has to, I would assume.
That's kind of a weird, I'm assuming that's one of the Department of Agriculture's requirements, is a moisture content. That's just kind of funky. But let me point out, so the Luna Chips, the moisture is 8.63, and in the BB Bites, the moisture is 7.11. Now, I'm a wood turner, and in order to consider a piece of wood dry, and so that it will not warp, crack, and the finish will stick on it, you want the moisture content to be less than 12%. So these are considerably drier even than what is considered in the industry dry wood.
Yet they're chewy.
But they're not, but you don't put it in your mouth and go, you know, like when you put it, if you put a pinch of salt directly in your mouth dries out.
Right.
They aren't like that.
Yeah, she's absolutely nailed this product.
This is a great, look, folks, you know, I don't promote products generally. I'm going to tell you, if you live in the tri-state area and can legally buy Luna Chips, do it. And Rhonda, I'm going to tell you, you got to start working on bigger and front distribution, because these are great. These are like the perfect dog treat.
Well, I was part of the test phase, and I'll tell you straight up, I'll send her a text message and say, Rhonda, I need 2 pounds. I don't even dick around with buying a half pound or two, you know, a pound at a time. I'll call her up and say, I need 2 pounds, because
I need 2 pounds of crack now.
Right, pretty much. And that's how I send her. I'll even post it on my page if I can't get a hold of her. I need 2 pounds of crack.
Folks, this is dog crack. This is doggy crack. I am not kidding.
And
like, here's how crack it is. So I can thaw out a tilapia filet and stick it in Skeeter's dish, and he'll turn his nose up and walk away. I can't even grab the bag of these without Skeeter's nose right there. Okay. The dog turns it, a snow dog who's bred to eat fish, turns his nose up at fish, but he'll come right for these.
I knew you'd love them, dude. I absolutely
now, but you know what's funny is if I cook the tilapia, Skeeter's all over it.
Right.
How weird is that? What a weird dog.
He's spoiled.
He is spoiled. Big brat.
He is spoiled. That's okay.
Yeah.
My dogs are off that as well.
So let me ask you, Rhonda, because I'm encouraging you to expand. What are your plans? What are your are you planning to expand? Are you trying to grow?
Yes.
Well, talk about that. Tell us about it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got you on the spot now. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you do. I'm just doing everything I can right at the moment to build this business, promote it as best I can, get it out there. Hopefully people are more interested in a more natural product for their dogs. And I come on shows like this and do whatever I can so that to get it out there so that people know what's in the product and that the product's good for their dogs.
Well, you'll have a bunch of fans from us. I'm going to tell you straight up, because I don't know how many people I've heard say they feed raw on my page. And I know JJ has the same amount.
Sarf, species appropriate raw feed. I've got a Sarf apostle.
Right.
Any chance this person gets, or you should try Sarf. And I'm like, oh my god, they get it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, we get it. You CrossFit.
Yeah.
Well, that's another problem when you're a raw feeder is to find a treat to fit in with that appropriate diet.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was part of when I actually came up with the treat in itself. So because of BB's issues, when we got Luna, it was going to be, we're going to start as a puppy. We're going to be a completely raw diet. This is just how it is. You know, she's going to be raw fed, but then you go out and you're out in public and you're training and you have a raw fed dog. Now, what do you get for a treat?
Yeah.
I looked at a lot of the store-bought treats, even some of the stuff that said that they were raw. But in that, you know, it says that it's raw, but it also has molasses in it and some other things that I wasn't interested in giving to my dog because I didn't want the sugar breakdown.
It's not like you can pull a chicken wing out of your pocket, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And she'll eat a full chicken wing, but, you know, I can't just pull that out of my pocket on the walking trail when I go in to get her attention. So, yeah, that was another reason that these go with a biologically appropriate raw diet.
Right. And that's, I mean, you know, one of the biggies is pumpkin. Pumpkin is a huge, digestive assistance,
right,
for dogs. So having pumpkin in the BB, in the Luna chips, are they in the BB bites too? Hang on. I'm looking.
There's pumpkin in both.
Yeah. There's, okay. So pumpkin in both. And pumpkin is if you don't know, canned pumpkin or raw pumpkin is like the absolute most wonderful digestive aid for dogs.
Absolutely.
Pumpkin is great. Not pumpkin pie filling.
No.
Canned pumpkin. If you have diarrhea, give them pumpkin. If they're backed up, give them pumpkin. Pumpkin is like magic for dogs' tummies.
I keep at least two cans down on my food stores at all times, just for the dogs. Times.
Yeah. And then, you know, Halloween comes around, you're carving a pumpkin. Guess who's sitting right next to me asking for bites?
Right.
You know, he's big and ornery, and his name is Skeeter. You know, they love pumpkin.
You keep a couple of spoonfuls in their bowl of, you know, their kibble or whatever you're feeding them, and it does wonders.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin's great. I mean, it's magical. Boogie has a tendency to chew things she's not supposed to, and it'll bind her up. And so, you know, a couple of teaspoons in her or tablespoons of pumpkin in her food, mix it in, she eats it, and within 6 hours, she's pooping just fine. You know, I've had to pumpkin her. She's getting better as she's getting older. She stopped chewing stuff up so much, although she still does it because, you know,
it's usually the younger dogs.
Boogies are going to boogie. Yep. Anyway, so as Rhonda, our bully breed, she's a Amstaff boxer mutt. We call her name's Freya, but we've called her the boogie bug since we brought her home because her little rear end just goes. She's always dancing. And so
she lays down that boogie.
Yeah, so she's been Boogie Booga for almost 2 years now. And that's, you know, the one thing about her is Booga's going to boog, you know. She's just going to. So, yeah, so in case there's confusion about who Boogie is, it's Freya. It's the Boogie Bug. Well,
okay, I thought you meant it. I thought you were talking about a third dog. So
No. Freya is Boogie, and Boogie is Freya. She's Boogie more often than she's Freya. It's only Freya when she's in trouble.
Welcome to the mind of chaos.
Yeah. It's just like Skeeter. Skeeter's real name is Talkeetna. The only time I use his real name is when he's in trouble.
Did he just get up and run?
No. He's fine. He's actually just had the teenager take Boogie out because she was starting to ask, and he's staring at the door like, do I want to go? Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep on the couch down.
Dad might grab that bag of treats again.
Yeah. But, okay, so right now you're in the tri-state area, which is, there's lots of tri-state areas. So tell people where they can buy BB Bites right now.
I'm in the tri-state area of the Ohio Valley, which is West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio.
Okay. And are you selling BB Bites? Where can they buy it? Like, is it in storefronts, or where can people find BB Bites?
Well, I go to a lot of local things here in the three states. I usually put it on my Facebook page where I'm going to see it. Yeah. You can contact me on my Facebook page or my Instagram. It's on Facebook, it's just BB Bites, B-E-B-E, Bites, B-I-T-E-S. On the Instagram, it's actually Original BB Bites.
Okay.
You send me a message and tell me what you want and where you're at, and I'll take care of shipping it.
Okay. So you're working on, now again, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Right.
But you're working on interstate shipping and sales. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, and like I said, folks, I did not, so that you don't get in trouble, I did not purchase these BB Bites from Rhonda. Rhonda sent them to me to test them, and thankfully they got here just before the show.
that was close.
Yeah, literally, like, I went out and checked the mail an hour before we started recording, and there they were, and I was like, oh, cool, BB Bites. So, so she did not sell them to me. So no laws were broken with interstate commerce.
We'll post her link on Scavenge Scout. We'll post it on the Service Dog Show.
I will be doing a review and sharing your links on the PTS Dog page.
And if you ever need BB Bites, ask on Scavenge Scout. She follows the page. Yeah. You can sell them on my page. I don't care.
So, are you at the point where BB Bites is full time?
No, not yet. I would like for it to be full time, and that's my goal. That's what I'm working towards. I don't have enough sales just yet to be full time, but we're getting there.
Well,
they seem to be quite popular.
Yeah.
But I also work in healthcare. I'm also a registered respiratory therapist. It works in a hospital.
Yeah, she's driving what? 50 minutes, 55 minutes a day?
It's more like an hour and 20 minutes.
Hour and 20 minutes now?
Yeah, one way.
One way?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So this is afternoons and weekends. Making dog food.
Well, funny thing is that when I started doing this for my dog, and then when I started doing it as a business, I'm a steady midnight shifter.
Uh-huh.
Without a set schedule. My schedule, because I'm in a hospital, is very random. Mm-hmm. So, on my nights off in the middle of the night, I'm making BB Bites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in the kitchen when the rest of the world's asleep, making dog treats.
Yeah. Hey. Got to do what you got to do to be successful.
That's it.
Well, yeah, but it's out there. Good time.
All righty. Well, so we can find you on Facebook, BB Bites, B-E-B-E-B-I-T-E-S, on Instagram, Original BB Bites. And then you do in like shows and festivals and fairs in the tri-state area?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. And we can follow you like on your Facebook page and see where you might be, say, in Western Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you look up here in the Ohio Valley, West Virginia, where she's at up here, is only like a 5 to 7 mile long strip before she's either in Ohio or Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's at, when she says she's in a tri-state area, like in 15 minutes, she's in either state.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
cool. Cool. Well, I bet you didn't think you could talk for almost a full hour about dog treats, did you?
No, I didn't.
Guess what? We can make a show out of just about anything.
Well, thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you joined us. I learned a lot. Thank you very much for creating such a wonderful dog treat. I have to say, I wholeheartedly do endorse this product. This is great stuff, and it is crack. I mean, Freya's over here waving her nose at the bags again. So thank you. Good job on creating something special. And I really hope that you can increase your sales and start reaching out further and become successful enough that you can go full time just making dog treats. This is absolutely wonderful. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Service Dog Show right here on DV Radio, WDVR. If you don't know, you can help sponsor shows on DV Radio. One way to do it is by supporting the DV Radio Patreon. Go to patreon.com/DVRadio and check it out. There are patron tiers everywhere from $5 a month to single donations to as much as you'd like to spend to support DV Radio. So please check it out. And from all of us here at the Service Dog Show, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week. DV Radio.